Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends on this Thursday. Do you have a reliable friend who you would trust with your life? Have you ever had to depend on such a friend when your life was in danger? Today, in our journey through God's grand narrative, we encounter such a friendship as recorded for us in 1 Samuel 19 and 20. It's the story of Jonathan and David. Do you know their story? This verse gives us a glimpse into the unusual friendship between these two young Jewish men. Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. 1 Samuel 18, verse 1. Now, let's be very careful to not distort this deep friendship. Do you remember Jesus challenged his disciples in the upper room, only hours before his death, about the significant love they should have for one another? Jesus said, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know you are my disciples, if you love one another." John 13. Then a few minutes later, Jesus added, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. For greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Jonathan was the son of King Saul, the first king of Israel, whose story we've been following for the past several days. You'll recall Saul began well, anointed by the Holy Spirit of God, and receiving guidance from the old prophet of God, Samuel. But Saul became prideful, disobeyed Samuel, and turned away from God. So God removed his Holy Spirit from Saul, and God permitted evil spirits to harass and even take control of Saul's life from time to time, according to 1 Samuel 16, verse 14. As we come to 1 Samuel 19, Saul was extremely jealous of young David, who had been very successful on the battlefield, first in killing Goliath, and later as he led Israelite soldiers in battle against their enemies. In fact, Saul's jealousy was driving him to develop various plots determined to kill David. Jonathan, Saul's son, had become very good friends with David during the time since David killed Goliath, while David was serving as one of King Saul's warriors and attendants. David was a trusted confidant, as David often played his harp for Saul to calm him in the king's fits of rage. While the Spirit of God gave young David a cautionary awareness of Saul's jealousy and growing hatred of David, it appears Jonathan was oblivious to the danger David was living in. At one point, David fled away from Saul for fear of his life, and David went to old Samuel to report the circumstances of his terrified life and ask Samuel's counsel. 1 Samuel 19, verse 18. Finally, David convinced Jonathan of Saul's hatred for him and requested Jonathan's help in trying to discern if he should flee for his life permanently or should he remain close to Saul, serving him but cautiously. Have you ever heard this wisdom statement? Keep your friends close and your enemies even closer. In Jonathan's disbelief, he agreed to inquire of his father Saul and then give David guidance about the risk to his life. That story is 1 Samuel chapter 20, and I'm sure you'll find it fascinating to read. In the end, David was right. And finally, Jonathan, very reluctantly, gave David the harsh news that he should flee for his life immediately. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 42. The words Jonathan said to his trusted friend David in their tearful farewell are worth our consideration for a moment. "Go in peace, for we have a sworn friendship with each other, in the name of the Lord, saying, 'The Lord is witness between you and me, and between your descendants and my descendants forever.'" 1 Samuel 20, verse 42. As far as I know, Jonathan and David never saw each other again after that day. But several years later, after Jonathan and his father King Saul had both died in battle, according to 1 Samuel verse, chapter 31, and David had finally become king of Israel, David acted on this farewell promise in a remarkable way. That story is found in 2 Samuel chapter 9. It fascinates me. King David inquired if there was anyone left of Saul's family, but not for revenge. What? Yes, and these were David's words. "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake. 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1. Do you see the link between this statement and their tearful farewell so many years before? After a search was made, the report came back that one son of Jonathan was found. His name was Mephibosheth, but he was crippled in both feet, according to 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 3. Cripples in those times were usually left to sit by the roadside with a tin cup begging for their existence, even a crippled grandson of the former King Saul. David sent for this crippled man, and these words from King David shocked Mephibosheth. Don't be afraid, for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table. 2 Samuel 9, verse 7. Mephibosheth's stunned response gives us an understanding of how this crippled man viewed himself and probably how he had been treated most of his life. Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should take notice of a dead dog like me?" Now we need to pause right here, my friends, and let this scene soak down into our souls. Can we imagine the honor and the diet of eating at the king's table? Furthermore, as you read 2 Samuel 9, you'll see King David summoned Ziba, a man who had been King Saul's steward. Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants, and David instructed Ziba to assume responsibility to farm all the land which had formerly been King Saul's and use the proceeds to care for themselves and Mephibosheth and any other descendants of King Saul who had tried so fervently for so many years to kill David. In closing, do you remember Samuel's words to King Saul on that fateful day of God's judgment on Saul? "You have not kept the command the Lord God gave you. Now, your kingdom will not endure. The Lord God has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him ruler over his people." 1 Samuel 13. This compassion, mercy, and kindness King David showed to Saul and Jonathan's family is one great evidence of how David was a man after God's own heart. We need to ask ourselves if we have such a heart, and how our hearts are led by God to touch our world with God's love.